Welcome to the WJBM Outdoor Radio Show. My name is Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers in Calhoun and Pike Counties. And with me, Cole Foyles.
How's it going, Aaron? Thank you.
So, world goose calling champion of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, this is fact of matter. Cole, walk us through your calling career a little bit.
Well, I got started competition duck and goose calling when I was 4 years old. There's how it starts out when you're young. There's 12 and under division, and then there's an intermediate when you get older, 13 through 16. And then it goes into the adult versions. So when I was growing up with the call business, we were going to a lot of shows, and when a kid you want to sit behind a booth all day, I know I'm going to learn how to call and go have some fun on stage. So I won a lot of youth competitions from Colorado, Illinois, Missouri, Iowa, here, there, and yonder. But man, then once you grow up, then you get with the big boys and you get your butt kicked for a while. So you got to have some tough skin and keep working at it. And I've won quite a few adult titles, duck and goose, but won the Illinois State a couple times, but the biggest one was the world all around duck the world all around calling contest. It was a world championship, and how that goes is you blow four rounds. Round one is going to be a duck routine. Round two is going to be a Canada goose. Round three is speckle belly, and round four is snow goose. So it's kind of a jack of all trades. Like, there's a world duck calling contest and there's a world goose, but this one, you kind of got to be a jack of all trades. And I actually won it twice, 2 years in a row,
back to back.
And then COVID hit, and then I didn't get the three-peat. the first year I won it in every division. So that one meant the most, and it's your first one. So gotta love that. But then I won it the next year, and then, like I said, COVID hit, and then it's been up and down from there. Won a couple since then, but not the world, but we're working at it.
All right, so with the waterfowl, snow goose being your favorite, any other highlight seasons?
Well, believe it or not, I want the world to know this. As much as I'm known for, duck and goose calls and waterfowl guiding and all that, you think this guy's a big duck goose hunter, this is his thing, I would throw all that away for a goblin turkey any day. I love to turkey hunt, man. Love it. And you've been on many hunts with me. That's just, I don't know if it's one of them things, you get done with the waterfowl guiding season and that's your time to kind of wind down or whatever. I don't think it is. I think I'm just ate up with it. You know it. It's like pulling teeth to get me to go across the country to go on a waterfowl hunt. But you say you got a goblin turkey in South Dakota, I'm in the truck going the next day. I'm already looking up what tags are. But if I hunted a lot of states for turkeys as well, and I'm still going to say it right here at home. It's my favorite place, whether it's a Calhoun Hill Longbeard or one in the swamp Tommy in the river bottoms. I love it.
There is not a safe turkey in the woods when Cole Foyles has a turkey permit.
It's a good time, and I don't have to be the one pulling the trigger. If I call him in, 9 out of 10, if I call one in for you and you get him, I'm going to beat you to him. Go check him out.
That's the truth.
Yeah, I'm ate up with turkeys. That's for sure.
Yeah, you've been on a tear too, man.
Yeah, the last season, man, I mean, killed a lot of turkeys, but I had the horseshoe this year. I tagged out and went up in Michigan, went to Missouri, killed one, got to call in a couple for some guys. It was a good time. If we got in the woods and we didn't get one, we were dang close. But most of the time, we come out with a 20, 25-pound long beard sitting, packing over your shoulder.
Sneaking out in between thunderstorms.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that might
literally.
That, yeah, my fifth season tag. Yep. Got up. Raining so hard, I wasn't even going to go that morning. Finally, about 7:30, 8 o'clock, I've been scouting a bird. There he was. A lot of times them turkeys, when that rain quits, they're out picking around, finding bugs and getting that wet grass and seed or whatever's out there, And I made the slip in, and 10 minutes later, he come running in. That was awesome.
Oh yeah, it was obviously big congratulatory vibe I felt.
Yeah,
but I also felt like some salt because my fifth season
because yours has been terrible.
So
yeah, and then the morning the fourth season hunt we went. Gosh dang it, that's just your. Average.
The curse is real.
Aaron Quillen does have a little turkey curse. We're gonna break it though, but man, those birds that morning, they had us twisted up like a pretzel. If you'd have been 5 yards over where I was sitting, it'd have been game over. They circled them, come in behind us, and they had us. But
there's some stud gobblers too.
And you know what? I enjoyed the heck out of that hunt.
I did too.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Whether we get one or not, I'm grinning ear to ear out there all day. Listen to the woods wake up and them turkeys gobble. Love it.
You have to be like head over heels for it.
Oh yeah.
All the gnats and ticks.
Oh yeah. I couldn't tell you how many vanilla extracts went in my turkey vest this year.
I think I told you. I started using a lint roller.
Uh huh. Oh, getting the ticks off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had like 60 seed ticks on me.
Yeah. They were bad this year.
Oh.
2 years ago, I picked one tick off me all turkey season. It was in Michigan, your home state.
Yeah.
And then this year, I mean, it was every time you went out, whether you're after a turkey or a mushroom, you're just covered in them.
It was wild.
Yeah.
But it was wild. Now, so with mushroom season, that it seems like here where we are locally, right around third turkey season is when the mushrooms start to pop.
Yeah.
This year was a little different.
This year, they were up during the youth seasons of turkey season, which is, you know, end of March, first part of April. There was a lot of people picked a lot of bags of mushrooms before I was even aware there was even one up. Of course, you know, growing up in Calhoun, we used to have, you know, close to 1,000 acres. We ate so many mushrooms, 3 meals a day, and I like eating mushrooms, man. But I find 2-3 messes, I'm good anymore. But they are fun to find.
But
they were up super early this year. Yeah.
Has the mushroom hunting ever impacted your turkey hunting? Like other people mushroom hunting, has that ever...
Other people in the woods, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's just more foot pressure. You know, pressure in the woods make that turkey go tight-lipped or run him off to the next, you know, to the neighbors or whatever.
Right. And so how do you adjust for that?
I don't know. I wish there'd be which I think on state ground there is, but I wish there was like a statewide private and public rule where, you know, turkey... We got to quit turkey hunting at 1 o'clock. That's plenty of time in the afternoon to go find a mushroom, you know.
Yeah.
1 o'clock, you know, guys go out mushroom hunt. Heck, I do it a lot of times. That might be my own rule, but that's what I do. I won't pick a mushroom until 1 o'clock if I ain't already turkey hunting, you know. But I happen to stumble upon some.
Remember I tried to get Devin on that bird at the Michael Farm?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, the neighbors were going back there at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's their property.
Their property.
They can do what they want.
But people do slip fences and whatever. It's not very, you know, it's not for a safety thing, too.
You got to watch that. Yeah.
And the shells they're making these days, it wouldn't be good.
So. Right, right.
But, yeah, no, I wish I would get pushed, you know, 1 o'clock deal, you know, for private or public, you know. But
it'd be kind of a common courtesy, I guess, for maybe smaller tracks. I mean, you know, public land, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, Macaulay Heritage Project.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are, you know, given the opportunity to go mushroom hunt out there. You know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as much as it, I've seen it hurt me or whoever I was taking hunting in the past, I've also, you know, caught a whiff of some good information like, oh yeah, mom's going to go mushroom hunt that farm. Oh, they're going to push all the birds on me.
Yeah, it can work.
Yeah.
If you're that neighbor.
Yeah.
For sure. He might not be gobbled a lot, but he'll come over your way. Yeah, that's for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, you might want to call the neighbors and tell them the mushrooms are popping if they got the turkeys on them.
Yeah.
Maybe they can push them over to you.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Now, so while you're here, you guys have amazing turkey calls.
Yeah.
We joke around about lime green.
Yeah.
This year, I had my first success with the...
is it the orange or the
army green?
The army green,
which
yeah.
is now a different
yeah.
color.
Yeah, yeah, that's in a gray now, just because I couldn't, you know, get the right material. So, but it's the same call. Yeah, we got a split V, we got a couple other, a cutter, we got another bat wing, and then we also make slates. We got a slate over glass now, and it's got our emblem built on the inside, so you can see it. It's pretty slick. But what's cool is on that slate over glass is that glass is, you can get a lot more range, it's higher pitch. And then say it gets wet or you just want to mellow her down, you can flip that around, and on the back side of the slate, it's just pure slate. And then we got diamond wood strikers for them, and that can get a little mellower on that just straight slate. And that's the name of the call, straight slate.
Nice.
But no, that all three of them, the mouth calls are really good, but that lime green one, I love that. It's raspy, a boss hen style. That's always been my go-to, and that orange one, a little higher pitch. Can't remember which cut that is. Terrible, I make them. Can't remember. But it's a little. It's got like that out west, that Merriam Rio style higher pitch, but it's got some good rasp in it too. But I always said I get out west. I'm probably going straight with the orange. But and then the green, the gray now, it's right in the middle. But it's real mellow, but it's right in the middle of those two. Yeah,
I've called a lot of birds in from a long ways away mm-hmm. with those diaphragms. Yeah. I can't wait to try the uh-huh. slate.
The third one call we just come out with this year. We got them in polycarbonate or acrylic. Our thunderstruck gobble calls too.
Oh yeah,
they're, you know, if I'm hunting a lot of state ground, I don't really recommend it a lot because you're going to attract another hunter. You know, we want everybody to be safe. But I mean, I know a lot of guys. I've been in on a few where they just ain't gobbling at nothing, and you especially if you're with a buddy, maybe have him do like a few hens on a box or something. And then you hit that gobble, man, that'll strike them up too. It's just another tool to put in your vest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were telling me about those earlier in the year,
mm-hmm.
or I guess this spring when we were hunting, you said people go nuts over them.
Yeah.
Some guys in different states.
Yeah. I know out east, a lot of guys swear by them. I know a couple of them. They won't even hardly hen call anymore. They just gobble. But...
The thing that's one of my favorite parts about turkey hunting is, you know, no matter what it is, you're always trying to learn. In turkey hunting,
mm-hmm.
you learn so much.
Every day.
I'm studying videos
on YouTube. If you don't learn something every day out in them woods, your eyes ain't open.
yeah. Listening to your cadence, other friends that you make it out with, you get to listen to.
Yeah.
How they call, and it's just so eye-opening.
Yeah. And, I mean, calling's a huge part of it, but I'm gonna take woodsmanship over calling any day, knowing the farm, scouting, you know, knowing the right tree, you know, getting in the right spot.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Like
one of my biggest tips, we were talking about this before we started this, they won't gobble every night, but if you can get one put to bed and get where he roosts right where he roosts, I'll get up early. I mean, early. What else are you doing? Slide into that tree where you think you're inside 100 yards somewhere in that wheelhouse. And just, you know, prop up against that tree, take you a little nap, do whatever. But you slip in while they're still sleeping, you know, and you can't go tromping. You got to ease in there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good way to get in tight. And roosted ain't always roasted. I've killed a lot more probably midday than I have right off the roost. They're smart. If they could smell, they'd be near impossible. But that's a good little trick I do for first off in the morning.
Oh, yeah. And the thing I've noticed is that
scouting's huge.
Absolute dark. on entry seems to help so
much. When you're because man, around this area there ain't a lot of turkeys like there used to be, and you used to you'd go to a farm, hit a hoot owl call in the morning, locate them, and you didn't know which one to go after. And now you might hunt 500 acre farm and hear three. So and they might wait till sunrise to gobble. So that kind of gets rid of a lot of your cover slipping in.
Yeah.
So scouting is huge.
Yeah. That's
with anything.
we got to have you come back out here in the spring.
Yeah.
Turkey season.
Yeah.
Somewhere in between that sweet spot between snow goose.
Yeah.
Now you're a Jerseyville resident right down the road.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't say that too loud. I still love Calhoun. But, no, Jerseyville's been good to us.
Oh, that's awesome.
But no, love it. Love it.
All right. So I think I know the answer to this question, but I'm not exactly sure. So I just want to clear the air here.
Okay. Got me nervous.
The term.
No, I'm just kidding.
the term straight meat.
Yeah.
Straight is spelled S-T-R-A-I-T.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that because Calhoun is a strait of land?
Yeah, that had somewhat to do with it.
Okay. Because is this a three generational catchphrase or slogan or saying?
Yeah.
Grandpa, father.
Yeah, yeah.
You?
Yeah, it is. And the straight meat, where that all come up with, you got the straight part right on how it's spelled. But straight meat, back in the market hunting days of duck hunting, I mean, we're talking the Depression era, whatever, even earlier, and you get this term a lot with deer hunting. We got a trophy hunter or a meat hunter, the market hunters, they were getting birds to feed everybody, sell ducks to feed. So it's, the term was back then, man, we had a straight meat day, we had a good day. So it's kind of old school is where it come from, but yeah, straight meat day, you have a good day, you limit out and you high five and everybody's back at the boat ramp. Just, you know how a good day is. You just, everybody was there, but you keep telling the stories. That was a straight meat day. So that's where it kind of come from. It's kind of fell in place. Yeah, we've carried that term. Well, we started the call business in '99, and that's been our big term. Our big slogan.
That's
cool.
Yep. That's cool.
We make gun barrel decals that go on them. I've seen those. I've seen more of those straight meat decals on more gun barrels sitting in duck blinds. It's really cool.
Yep. I love seeing them. Foil stickers on everybody's vehicles,
the
hoodies.
Yeah.
It's great to see all the support.
Yep. I appreciate every bit of it for all of you that's got a decal on that pickup truck or wearing a hoodie out in the woods or wherever. No, around our area, about every, you walk in every blind, I guarantee there's at least one straight meat honker goose call in every lanyard. We've sold a bunch of them. And straight meat honker goose call, that was the first, that's called started it all. And it's still probably my go-to. We got a couple others that I like. I mean, I like them all, but a couple I usually carry on the lanyard, but that's straight meat honker. Started all, and it's still probably our best seller to this day. If you said we had to get rid of everything and just keep one in the lineup, that'd be it.
that's
I would just love to know a number, how many Canada geese that thing's pulled. I've won a lot of contests with them, killed a lot of geese with them, but I'd love to know the amount that's sold and how many,
Right.
How many they've fooled in the field.
I caught my first Canada in with Showtime.
Showtime, yeah. That's a good one too. It's got a little longer insert on it, bigger exhaust, a little louder. It's like on a windier day or whatever. That's a good call. I've won a lot of goose calling contests with the Showtime.
Okay.
it was that clear and red one you got?
Yeah.
You know what
Calhoun Redneck.
Calhoun Redneck. If you get a clear and red foils duck or goose call, we call that combo Calhoun Redneck.
You got any other underground menu items with your color combos?
What's that?
You have any other underground menu items with your
color? So one of the popular duck call combos right now is it's a green pearl barrel with an orange pearl insert in it, and we call that boots on. because you got green and orange. Mallard Drake is a green head, orange feet, boots on coming in. So, nice. So we call that combo boots right. on. We got a we got one more. It's a kind of a translucent see through brown.
Yeah.
And then it's got a clear insert in it, and that's always been bourbon and water. Bourbon and water. And
nice.
That's one of the most classic colors in the duck calls or duck and goose calls. There is. We still sell a lot of those.
Nice. And that just reminded me. You guys do custom engraving?
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Yeah, I do a lot of that. And it don't have to be just, you know, it can't, I mean, just your name on it. I can put whatever on it. I get a lot of business for like weddings and stuff. People wanting cups done or calls with, you know, groomsmen, whatever. But yeah, we do a lot of custom engraving work. That's for sure.
You remember that pinup call that I had you make for Nate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you wanna have a good laugh with a buddy or something, put something funny on it. Yeah, that we can do that too.
it's always fun.
Yep,
it's always fun.
Yeah, we do a lot of those.
Well, I think we're getting close to our time. Tell our listeners how they can follow you or get a hold of you or see your products.
So if you're looking for a duck goose or turkey call or some apparel or whatever that we make, you can call us at the shop. It's 1-618-232-9500, or you can visit us online at www.foilsmigrators.com. And if you're looking to book a hunt with us, look up Harpole's Heartland Lodge, or you can also call us at the shop at 618-232-9500.
Thanks, Cole.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Hunting and fishing, loving every day. I want to see them tall pines sway. Y'all close them eyes, let's go there in our mind. Hunting and fishing and loving every day, that's the prayer this country boy prays.